This is Life Change Weekend. Welcome to Dino Padron Ministries interview program, which highlights the life-changing message of Jesus Christ in action. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 states, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." And now, to introduce his guest, here's Dr. Dino Padron.
Welcome into Life Change Weekend. Delighted you're listening into our program today. And this is a wonderful time when we gather together on the weekend with Life Change. And Monday through Friday, we have our Bible studies, but then on weekends, we have a guest telling us about their life and their testimony. And sometimes we talk about issues of the Bible, like even Bible doctrine and teaching. I'm so delighted to have Pastor Doug Lyons on with us today. And my dear friend pastors a wonderful church in the Bethlehem, Pennsylvania area. I've had the great honor of speaking there several times, including at his Bible conference. And I'm so delighted in being with him and also understanding his knowledge of the Word of God. And Pastor, it's a joy having you on with us again today.
Thank you so much, Dino. It's always a pleasure to be back on your radio program. I appreciate this opportunity to share.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I've always enjoyed about you, and I enjoy a lot of things about you, but is your doctrine, your teaching, your understanding of the Word of God, your exactness to proclaiming the Word of God. And one of the most misunderstood words in the Bible is a word that you want to talk about today. And so tell us where you're coming from with this.
Sure. I appreciate that, Dino. You know, the Bible often uses words that are unfamiliar to readers today. I think of words such as propitiation, expiation, redemption, justification. Those words just aren't part of people's everyday vocabulary today. But I think there's one particular word that's very misunderstood in the Bible. And that's the word salvation or saved.
Yeah, and the whole idea of being saved is a powerful thing. I know one time I was on an airplane, Doug, and I was having a wonderful conversation with a person on the plane. We were having a great conversation, and he was talking about Christ, actually. I asked him if he was saved, and he had a whole different misunderstanding, a whole different concept, misunderstanding of what I meant by saved. And we had a delightful time, and when I went through the plan of salvation, he said he actually felt he was saved. But it is such a misunderstood word. So how should we understand the word salvation?
Well, the term salvation, just very simply, Dino, means, as you well know, to be delivered or to be rescued.
And why do you think that that word is misunderstood?
Well, I think that's because it's used in a variety of ways in the Bible. As you know, words can have more than one meaning or sense. Take, for example, the word trunk. We use that word and vocabulary in our talk every day. A trunk, if you're going out for a ride in your car, can refer to the trunk of your car. Or if you're going to the zoo and you look at the animals, you see an elephant's trunk. If a neighbor invites you over to go swimming in their pool, you put on your swimming trunks, your swim shorts. Trunks as well. If you go outside and you're enjoying God's nature, you could see a trunk of a tree. If you still have an old landline telephone, you might talk about a telephone trunk line. Or then if you're just going to go on a trip, you might be using a trunk, describing a large, rigid piece of luggage that you're going to put all your clothes in. And so, Dino, likewise, the Bible refers to different kinds of salvation. Dino, when I was a new believer, and I came to know Christ at the age of 17, and when I did, I was constantly reading the Bible, Dino, couldn't get enough of it. And so I was reading through the book of Philippians, and I came across Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12. And that verse, as you well know, says to work out your own salvation. Well, I knew that I was saved by placing my faith in Jesus for eternal life completely apart from my works. But this verse said that I needed to work out my salvation. And I knew the Bible didn't contradict itself. And so I asked my pastor about this verse. I thought that he could explain it to me, and he did. He told me that Philippians 2:12, that Paul there wasn't talking about deliverance from the penalty of my sin, but rather Paul was talking about a different kind of salvation, another deliverance. And so I learned that when I read the Bible and read the word salvation, that it didn't always mean deliverance from sin. Well, as a matter of fact, you know, most of the time it doesn't refer to salvation from sin, especially as it's used in the Old Testament.
That, what you just said there, I think is so helpful to our listeners, because I know myself as a young man, I would read about salvation and say, whoa, what is this about? And I love the illustration you gave there about the trunk, because that is so, so true. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padrone chatting with you. Thank you for listening into our program. And I do want to remind you, we have live streams on every Monday through Saturday, and you can watch them. You can view them. Simply go to Dino Padrone Ministries. We also have posts that are on weekly. In fact, every day, Monday through Saturday, they normally are on. And so there's a lot of things happening. What you need to do is get our newsletter, simply to get all of this information, and go to dinapadrone@gmail.com. Leave your postal address or your email address, and we'll get you our monthly newsletter. I'm talking to Doug Lyons today. Doug is a dear friend. He's got a wonderful work. Give us the address of your church, by the way, in the service times.
Sure. We're here at Shiloh Bible Church. We're located at 123 Church Street in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. We have a Saturday evening worship service that starts at 6:30, and then we have three Sunday morning services, a traditional service at 8:20, a contemporary service at 9:40, and then we also have a blended service at 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings, Dino.
Yeah, I've been to your church, and it's amazing to me to watch the three services on Sunday filling up like they do, and now it's Saturday night service. I remember we had services down in Florida like that, Doug. We had several services, and one time I gave a book to our staff on how to start a church service, and my daughter said, that's the last thing we need to do, start another church service. And I remember looking at you on Saturday night. I think you just started that about when I came. And that was filling up just like the other services. And it's a wonderful church you have there. And that is a great way to grow the church, is through multiple church services, because some people can't make one or the other. And also you have a different, kind of a different style at some of those services. Isn't that right?
We do. And it's all the same word being preached, the same message, but different musical styles, be it contemporary for Saturday evening and our 9:40 service on Sunday, or traditional, we just have the old hymns of the faith with piano and organ playing, or a blended service, which sort of melds the two styles together there with contemporary and traditional that we have on Sunday morning at 11.
Yeah, it's terrific. Let's go back to our topic now on salvation. How is the word salvation, Doug, how is it used in the Old Testament?
The word salvation or saved, you know, appears hundreds of times in the Old Testament, but the vast majority of times it refers to physical deliverance. Now, for example, the word is used for deliverance from slavery in Egypt. I think of that verse in Exodus chapter 14 and verse 30 that says, "That day the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore." Well, that's talking about the nation of Israel being physically delivered from slavery in Egypt, from Egypt, and going to the promised land. And then also, Dino, I think that along that same line, the word is used many times to describe deliverance from just personal troubles in life. I think of Psalm 20, verses 1 and 5 that say, "May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of our God of Jacob protect you. May we shout for joy over your salvation, and in the name of our God, set up our banner." So there the psalmist is simply talking about God delivering them or rescuing them from personal difficulties and challenges in life. And Dino, the list goes on. So in the Old Testament, the word salvation is never used to talk about spiritual deliverance in the sense of being rescued from sin and given eternal life.
Fascinating stuff. How then did people receive eternal life in the Old Testament?
Well, that's an excellent question, Dino. I think people received eternal life in the Old Testament times the same way that we receive it today, by faith. but they didn't describe it by the word salvation or saved like we do today. For example, we read in Genesis 15:6 that Abraham believed God and he credited it to him as righteousness. So we're told that Abraham was justified by faith, but the words salvation or saved don't appear in that verse.
Yeah, that's a great verse in the Old Testament, and speaking about what he would do by faith. So how is the word salvation used? And let's contrast that with the New Testament.
Yes. Well, in the New Testament, the Greek word for saved occurs 106 times, and the Greek noun for salvation occurs 45 times. Well, like the Old Testament, the words are used many times to describe physical deliverance. For example, it's used to describe deliverance from physical death in Matthew 14:30. You remember Peter saw Jesus out on the water and started walking on the water towards Christ. And it says, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid. Beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Well, Peter was already born again. What he wanted to do was have physical deliverance from death. He didn't want to drown in the water. And so the word saved is used that way. And the same way as well, Dino, in Acts 27:31, we read of Paul in a violent storm at sea. And the verse says that, then Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, unless these men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved. Well, again, he's talking about physical deliverance there. Mm-hmm. And Dino, as well, another way that the word is used, that word salvation or saved, is in 1 Timothy 4. And there it refers to being delivered from false teaching. 1 Timothy 4:16, Paul tells Timothy, watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. So it can be used in the term of being delivered or saved from being deceived by false teaching. But Dino, however, the words salvation and saved are also used in the New Testament in the sense of spiritual deliverance.
I think you've helped a lot of people right there, Doug, with the explanation when they read their Bible, especially newer converts, to understand that the word salvation is used in many different ways. And I do think as we study the Word of God, it is very helpful for us to grasp the different concepts that are there. And so we need Bible study, don't we? We need to be in God's Word and in places where we can learn God's Word. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. Thank you so much for listening in today. And you are listening in to Pastor Doug Lyons, who is from over in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, doing a wonderful work there, a great work there for the Lord. And Doug has been a dear friend of ours for many, many years. I've had the privilege of speaking there many times. And this is a church that is really based upon the Bible, the Word of God. And Doug, if you wouldn't mind, tell us once again the service times and how they get there.
Sure. Our church is located here in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. We're at 123 Church Street. Saturday evening, we have a contemporary service at 6:30. And then on Sunday morning, three services. There's a 8:20 traditional service, a 9:40 contemporary service, and then finally an 11 o'clock service. It's more of a blended service, Dino. And by the way, our people here at Shiloh, we loved having you come and to share the word with us. Our people are very excited when you come to speak. You're one of the prime guest speakers that we have coming here to Shiloh, and we appreciate so much your solid Bible teaching ministry here at Shiloh in the past.
Oh, thank you, Doug. It's always my honor to come over there. Now, the words salvation and saved are used in the New Testament in the sense of spiritual deliverance. So how should we understand in that the words that way?
Sure. Now, spiritually, we're talking about being rescued or delivered from sin. And Dino, I think this deliverance is seen basically in three tenses. In the past, we are delivered from the penalty of sin. I think of these two verses in Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, that are so important. And probably many people listening to us could actually quote them verbatim. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. So in the past, we're delivered from the penalty of sin. We're saved from sin. And then in the present time, believers are being delivered from the power of sin. I think of 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2 that says, likewise, like newborn babes, crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. And Peter there, of course, is talking about spiritual maturity. He's talking about being delivered or saved from the power of sin in our lives. And the word of God is so vital in that matter. And then finally, in the future, Dino, believers, as you well know, are going to be delivered from the very presence of sin itself. As Romans chapter 8, verses 22 through 24 state, that we know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up until the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. So spiritually speaking, Dino, we've been saved in the past from the penalty of our sin. We're being saved in the present time from the power of sin, and we will be saved in the future from the very presence of sin itself. Dino, if you don't mind, I'd like to take a moment to explain to your listeners how they can have their sins forgiven and be assured of eternal life.
I think that would be wonderful. I can't think of a better thing to tell people.
Excellent. Dino, just so your listening audience knows, and this comes straight from the Word of God, that the Bible teaches us that everyone has disobeyed God. As Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That means that each and every one of us has disobeyed the Lord. Now, granted, maybe some of us more than others, but the bottom line, Dino, is we're all in the same boat. Just as it only takes one crime to be labeled a criminal, it only takes one sin to be labeled a sinner, and each and every one of us is a sinner. I don't know if your listening audience knows this, but even Dino is a sinner, believe it or not.
Just ask Mrs. Padron.
I was just going to ask that, Dino, that way. Well, everyone's a sinner. And unfortunately, the penalty for our sin is death, as it states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. A wage, of course, is payment. The payment that we get because of our sin is death. And death, Dino, as you know, is separation from God. We're separated from God right now spiritually because of our sin, and we'll be separated from Him eternally when we die. We'll go to a place of torment called hell. Now, the bad news, unfortunately, gets even worse because the Bible teaches us that no one is good enough for heaven. As Romans 3:12 says, there is no one who does good, not even one. That is to say that no one does enough good in their lifetime to forgive their sins and to merit God's favor and earn their way into heaven. Now, Dino, that's all bad news, but the good news is that Jesus died for our sins. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So Jesus did what we couldn't do for ourselves. He became our substitute and paid the penalty for our sin. The penalty and the punishment that we deserve because of our sin against God was placed on Jesus when He died on Calvary's cross. And so the Bible teaches that through faith in Christ, we are forgiven. Romans 3:28 says, for we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law. And Dino, as you well know, faith simply means trust. And it is that simple. We place our trust alone in Jesus alone for forgiveness of sin, and He gives us as a guarantee eternal life. So if you place your faith in Jesus to save you, you'll be saved from the deliverance, delivered from the penalty of your sins. Dino, I was wondering if it would be okay to give an opportunity for your listening audience, anyone listening to us right now, who is yet to trust Christ for forgiveness, to do that right now.
Yeah, please do that, Doug. Thank you.
Thank you, Dino. And if they would like to trust in Jesus as Savior, I would encourage them, just wherever you are, just right now, just to stop and to pray a simple prayer to God using words like these. You can even repeat the words after me, trusting in Jesus as your Savior. All you have to do is say, Lord, I realize that I have disobeyed you. And I know that my good works won't forgive my sins. I believe that Jesus died for my sins as my substitute. Right now, I trust in Him alone to forgive me. Thank you for the eternal life I now have. And Dino, I would suggest that if anyone has prayed that prayer, trusting Christ as Savior, and meant it sincerely, that they contact you at Life Change.
It's at dinopedrone@gmail.com, dinopedrone at gmail.com. And Doug, I want to really thank you for leading us through the plan of salvation. There's something about the plan of salvation when I hear it. It makes me say, well, I want to do that again. Now, you don't have to do that again. But there's something unique when you stop and think that there's a penalty for sin. As Doug said so well, the wages of sin is death. But there is a gift that God's given, His death, burial, and resurrection. I was talking, Doug, to a man the other day. We were having a wonderful conversation. He was talking to me about religion. I don't know why he talked to me about religion. He didn't know me, and I didn't know him. And he was talking about the various religions, and then he said they're all the same. And I asked him, I said, well, what do you do about the resurrection? He said, that one, I don't know. And he walked away. There's something unique about the resurrection of Jesus Christ that reminds us of what He did. So Doug, thank you so much for bringing us through that. You're listening in to Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Pedrone chatting with you today. I'm delighted you're listening in. And we are talking today with Doug Lyon, our good friend over in Pennsylvania, who's got a great work, a great ministry there. And Doug, let's answer this question, if you would. How can we determine when we're reading our Bibles the usage of the words salvation or saved? As you have so well explained it to us today, how do we know what we're reading about?
Very good. I appreciate you asking me that, Dino. I would suggest this, that when a person's reading the Word of God and they come across the word saved or salvation, that they substitute the word deliverance or delivered for it. And then when they do that, they should just simply ask themselves the question, delivered from what? And Dino, the key is context. They should just look at the topic or subject being discussed in the passage to see what sort of deliverance is in view. And the person should be able to tell from the context whether the author of the Bible is referring to physical deliverance from some sort of danger, or spiritual deliverance from sin.
Yeah, that is excellent. We have really heard a wonderful course on salvation today, and it is such biblical truth. And Doug, thank you for coming on and dealing with this subject. And of course, we want you on again here soon to Life Change Weekend. But thank you for coming on. And Doug, give us one more time how people can get to your church, and I recommend they go.
Thank you, Dino. I appreciate that. And again, thank you so much for the privilege of being on your program. I'm a pastor at Shiloh Bible Church, 123 Church Street in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. And we cordially invite anyone to join us for our worship services Saturday night, contemporary service at 6:30, Sunday morning, an 8:20 traditional service, a 9:40 contemporary service, and then a blended service that we have at 11 o'clock, Dino.
Yeah, thank you so much, Doug. I'm, again, so glad that you were on with us today, and I want to say to all of you listeners, thank you for listening in today to Life Change Weekend. Life Change Weekend comes to you from the Dino Pedrone Ministries, and this is Dino Pedrone chatting with you, and our guest today has been Pastor Doug Lyon. We have our program weekly, Monday through Friday, and we study the Word of God together, and we encourage you to join us to Life Change Today and then Life Change Weekend. Many of you are aware, and some of you are not, that we're on with live stream and YouTube programs. You can simply go to DinoPadronMinistries.com, and you can get the times for all of those as well. These particular programs we have on the radio, we repeat, and you can get them again at DinoPadronMinistries.com. If you'd like to get copies of the books that are being written, we have a number of copies of books that we have put out just recently and new ones that will be out this year. Again, you can go to our webpage at DinoPadronMinistries.com and receive all of that information. Life change is all about the life change that Jesus Christ can give to us, and we have certainly heard about life change today here. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Life Change Weekend is a listener-supported production of Dino Padron Ministries. To join with DPM's mission of helping individuals grow their faith, visit DinoPadronMinistries.org. And don't miss Life Change Today, Dr. Padron's weekday Bible study. Check local listings for details.